The Wednesday, June 17th, 2009 meeting of the Morro Bay Public Works Advisory Board will please come to order. Let the record show that all members are present or accounted for. Our Vice Chair, Matt Mikowski, is officially absent. We'll have a moment of silence. Okay, does everyone accept the agenda? Except Jenny, maybe? Everything's okay there. Well, then we have anyone with announcements? Jenny, do you, Susan?
Yes, Susan, I have an announcement. As you can see up there, you're invited to a party. It's the Estero Bay Community Garden. And that's in North Morro Bay, Ironwood Avenue, near Del Mar Park. It's a week from next Sunday, June 28th, 1 to 4. They're going to have organic chicken barbecued, salads, desserts. The salads will be from the garden. It's $10 for adults, $5 for children and under. Dinner to go available. And you can purchase tickets at Miner's Hardware, Morro Bay, or Los Osos in the garden department, Coalesce Books, the Methodist Church, or and that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other
Yes, hi, Jenny Brant Lee here. I've brought along the sign mock-up for the proposed sign. I presented this to the promotions committee last month, and it was suggested I bring it here to Public Works Advisory Board, and wanted to just make you aware of what I have in mind, which is to paint the line down the middle of Morro Bay Boulevard and erect a sign at, like, I'm standing as if I'm standing against the sign and Morro Rock's behind me, and it's a photo opportunity either on that side. You know, it's a perfect spot to take a picture of the rock behind it with the sign, and people can stand there. And then if you walk around the sign to the back side of the sign, the other side of the sign would show Morro Bay Boulevard in the background if you stood there for a photo opportunity as well. The red line going up Morro Bay Boulevard, and the sign saying something like, "You've made it. This is the unofficial, pretty close, almost approximate halfway point between California's two major cities, San Francisco and Los Angeles. This is just a mock-up of the sign, and we would, form the details." And my request is that I get any feedback from Public Works on the viability of this project, and possibly, you know, a recommendation to take it to council for approval budget-wise. I do have a sign estimate, a bid from the sign maker, and he's planning to come here tonight to answer any questions that you might have about the sign, but the cost is estimated to be about $5,000 for the two-sided sign installation and everything, and I don't know about the cost of painting the stripe down Morro Bay Boulevard, and I'm so glad Rob's here. Maybe he can, you know, advise me on that. So that's my announcement. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Jenny. Yeah. Anyone else have an announcement? June?
Yes, I'd like to talk about the water festival that's happening this Sunday at Morro Rock, the south side of Morro Rock. It's Saturday. June 20th on the south side of Morro Rock from 10 till 5. It's a day that's it's planned to have lots of fun hands-on water activities. It's in celebration of International Surfing Day and of our local water resources. There'll be live music from noon to 5. And then in the morning from 10 till 2, there'll be a kids stage with activities for children. There'll be lots of demonstrations all revolving around water play and also the more serious side of water conservation. They'll have displays and exhibits on gray water and rainwater catchment systems, drought-tolerant landscaping exhibits, And if you ride your bike, you will get free valet parking when you arrive. We encourage everyone to do that. And also, you can ride the trolley right down there. It should be a really fun event. It has been the last 3 years that it's gone on. And we hope you all come down and celebrate the day with us. That's the south side of Morro Rock this Saturday from 10 to 5.
Thank you, June. That's it for announcements. Do you have one more?
I also wanted to announce that we are going to have the first tree committee meeting this upcoming Wednesday, the 24th at 4 p.m. at the conference meeting room, City Hall. We would encourage anyone that would like to support our urban forest projects and adopt a tree programs that has ideas or skills that they'd like to contribute, please come and join us. It should last about 1 hour. That's 4 to 5 this Wednesday, a week from today, the 24th at 4 p.m. And this will be the initial official committee meeting, and we'll be...
None received.
None. Okay. Now we have public comment period. I see no one wants to make a comment, so we'll pass on to the consent calendar. And the only item there is the approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Anyone have any changes or something they want? Or if you accept it, I will accept a motion. And
so moved.
Okay, it is moved. And how about a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, and any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
The agenda is accepted. Well, I see here on item 4 is the announcement. Jenny Brantley commented the Water Fest to and I to be held on Saturday, June 20th, so we've already had that. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at the agenda from last month.
I thought we were approving.
Yeah. Get back to the... The next is the director's report and the information items. Rob?
I'll highlight a few items. As you can probably see, the Morro Bay Boulevard paving and perimeter improvement repairs are... complete. Our city crews are refreshing red curbs around town and doing weed abatement on city-owned property. The roundabout at Morro Bay Boulevard, we're making a modification to the median on Morro Bay Boulevard where it's lowered between Arco and Mobile. People are not wanting to drive over that because it is a 4-inch. Even after I made 4 laps in our little city car, nobody wanted to follow me through there to get into the Arco. So we're going to have the contractor bring that down flush because what's happening is people are entering the Arco through the exit driveway. And that driveway, because of the oblique angle of the driveway approach, it's difficult to get in there and not run up over the curb. And we've had a report of tire damage because of that. So we'll be making that modification to that median. And hopefully that will have people enter the Arco the intended way, making that left turn from westbound Morro Bay Boulevard. As June mentioned, the tree committee formation is underway, and that first meeting will be at 4 o'clock on next Wednesday at the City Hall conference room at City Hall's at the corner of Shasta and Harbor, for those that don't know that. And this will be an informal committee, somewhat like the Citizens Bike Committee. And the intention is that where there is an item that PWAB may need to act on, their meeting will be held just prior to that PWAB Public Works Advisory Board meeting. The local assistance on this project, get it moving forward. City Council adopted a major change to Chapter 10 of the city's municipal code that affects vehicles and traffic on May 26th that goes into effect in 10 days. There are three speed limit changes that will be coming forward. A portion of Atascadero Road west of Highway 1, speed survey indicated that should be a 30-mile-an-hour zone. Also, the 30-mile-an-hour zone between the bridge on Highway 1 and just north of Radcliffe, that will move up to 35 miles an hour. And then a section of Quintana east Quintana, east of Morro Bay Boulevard, will go from 35 to 40 miles an hour. And that was based on the traffic survey that was conducted this last fall and winter. With that, I'll answer any questions that you may have on the rest of the director's report.
I have a question. Could you just review for us what our involvement will be in the North Main Bicycle Lane project and what that encompasses, that project?
As you may remember, that project came to you a few months ago. It involves basically striping of bike lanes on both the east and west side of North Main from Highway 41 to Zanzibar. It may involve some widenings to preserve parking, also some limited resurfacing of the street where there's some problems, although we do have a sewer project there. And we don't want to do too much pavement work because they'll be coming along and tearing up this. With the ERA funding, this project basically has to be ready to go by March of next year to qualify for this shovel-ready term. And the Public Works Advisory Board will be reviewing the project as it moves forward. The next step is preparation of plans and specifications as far as the city Public Works Advisory Board is concerned. So you'll be reviewing the preliminary plans as they move forward through the development process.
Does that give you enough time to be ready, shovel ready by next March? Does it look like that?
Yeah, it's a fairly simple project because it doesn't involve any right of way. It's on existing paved surfaces, so the environmental review, based on my discussions with our municipal planning organization, SLOCOG, and Caltrans Local Assistance, they seem to think it's going to be a fairly easy project to permit.
I know at one point we talked about the bulb in and bulb out type of situation, having to change some of the curbing area along that portion of Main Street. Is that still going to be part of the project?
Or? That still is potential, a little curve in the bike lane where you're going out around those parking areas.
They only gave half a lane for the bike lane
for that bulb in. I'm thinking of there's one near Mindoro and Maine, a fairly recent development where it's not a full parking lane width of a widening there.
Oh, I see. Okay. And would that be remedied as part of this project, or would that be left?
If we can fit the, rather than tearing out existing improvements, if we can fit the bike lane in on both sides of the street without having to widen there, I would rather preserve those improvements rather than tear out existing fairly new improvements.
Thank you.
Rob, what was the speed limit reduction area, the first one you talked about, from 40 to 30?
Oh, they were all increases, sorry.
Oh. What was the first one again then?
That was on Atascadero Road. That went from 25 to 30 miles an hour.
Okay.
Near the high school, yeah.
I was worrying you were saying it was getting reduced from 40 back to 30.
No, no.
From Ironwood down.
No.
had another comment about the tree committee. I just thought people on the board might want to know. We did have that meeting, and it was determined that an informal tree committee would be better than a sanctioned tree committee. And one of the reasons for that, one of the primary reasons I saw, was that Noah Smuckler, Bill Woodson, and I, and Susan could not all meet together because we're all on different boards already within the city. We could not all be on that committee together if it was the sanction committee. So that was one of the reasons we decided to have an informal tree committee. We hope that we will still have staff involvement in it, and we still will take minutes, and we'll send them to staff, and the minutes will come to PWAB as well. So you'll be informed about what happens at those meetings. And one of the advantages of it being informal is that we can invite anyone who would like to come. That's why I made that announcement earlier. So I hope anybody here would like to would come, and we would appreciate your input and skills. So is there any other reason that stands out in your mind as to why we decided to go with the informal type of committee?
There is a requirement, conflict of interest forms to be filled out, but anybody participating in official city committees, it might preclude any arborist that was in the committee from doing work for the city.
And June, you mentioned expertise when you invited the public. Did you care to elaborate on that?
Sure. At this point, we're trying to really promote the Adopt a Tree program is going to be a big part of this, and we work with Morro Bay Beautiful on that. But we need people that have marketing skills, graphic art skills, that kind of thing, so we can get some good brochures together to get the public aware in print of the Adopt a Tree program. We also could use some help with event planning. If anyone, we hope to have with volunteer help and expertise. And on the broader picture, we'd like to have an urban forest plan for our city, including things like determining which trees in our city may be considered heritage trees, defining them, and then finding a way to make sure that those are protected for the future. So that's what we're about.
Will you give the date of that meeting again for people?
Sure. The meeting will be next Wednesday.
Next week?
Next Wednesday, June 24th, a week from today, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the city's, not conference center, but meeting center at City Hall.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, Rob, on here, you've got something about the stop signs at Morro Marina. Did anything ever come of the stop signs that the residents were talking about up on Nutmeg?
There was some research done on that, and those stop signs were put up there by City Council to basically keep the downhill speeds slower. Former council member Pierce reminded of that and pointed us to that council action that approved those stop signs at that location.
The residents were told they're going to stay?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else? Well, Rob, I noticed you got this wastewater thing. And there's this business about the possibility of flood zone with the sewer plant, the rebuilding of it. Did it occur to anybody that possibly, if it gets too much of a problem there, do we abandon it and wind up building that sewer plant down in the Choro Creek Valley like we have talked about?
I don't think anything is off the table at this point, but the environmental document to update this wastewater plant is moving forward. There, we commissioned a civil engineering firm to do the flood study. It's always been known that the wastewater plant's been in a flood zone. It's in a mapped FEMA flood zone. It's been there. The permit requirements of the wastewater plant require it to be protected from 100-year flooding in this latest expansion. So right now, it's looking like the FEMA flood elevations show that it could be as deep as the water could be as deep as 7 feet deep. The FEMA flood study was a very conservative hydraulics and hydrology study based on what are called regional equations for the amount of water that we'll be running off. We've gotten some recent information from the Corps of Engineers, and then also our consultant is doing some more refined hydrology on it, and we're thinking that level of flooding is closer to 4 to 5 feet rather than 7 to 8 feet of flooding. That makes it more mitigable on
Is there any truth in what I read, that if they protect the wastewater treatment plant, that there is a problem then because it may cause flooding into the high school area?
There are various modeling runs that were run. One of them, if you build that 8-inch or 8-foot high flood wall or the 5-foot high flood wall and don't do anything else, it could cause increased flooding on the high school and then several other adjoining properties. What we've looked at is reducing the footprint of that wastewater plant to a smaller size. That may be a mitigating factor to reduce those flooding elevations on the high school. The high school is also built in the flood zone, so there is flooding already on the high school along with the Hansen plant. The newer of the two motels there, that was built elevated to be raised above the flood zone. The older Motel 6 is probably a little bit deeper into the flood zone. The RV park is elevated. Those are out of the flood zone. So, yes, the high school, it would be an issue with the high school, and we need to mitigate that prior to moving to construction, whether it's floodproofing their site or doing something on the city Cayucas site to prevent that flooding.
And the reason that we're looking at this flooding issue where we haven't had to address it in the past, again, is because we're expanding the wastewater treatment plant or upgrading or?
Yes, and we're going through the EIR process. So this is one of the components in that environmental review, is to address the water resources, and flooding is one of those water resources that we need to address. And the reason we're going through the EIR process is the expansion of the plant. So that's how we got to this point. The facilities plan, when that was approved a few years ago, that made mention of the flooding and talked about having to flood protect those new facilities.
Okay. I'm just curious, the expansion is needed. I'm thinking Morro Bay's population hasn't changed in 30 years, essentially. Cayucas may have grown some. So
we're not adding additional capacity. Uh-huh. It's for a higher level of treatment.
That's what I thought. So when you said expansion, I was a little bit thrown off by that. But it's actually because we're trying to upgrade to a higher quality.
Yes.
Because we had a temporary or conditional permit to not be up to
Yes, we have a waiver so that we don't have to meet all secondary standards, although we typically do for most of the time because of the way the plant operates. But during high flow times, we may not meet all the secondary standards.
So our goal is to get to the point where we are always meeting at least secondary standards?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a deadline for
Yes, we do
that?
In the permit, and I'm not sure what that date is. It's several years out when we have to get be online or be under to treat that water to the tertiary level is what council direction is for the modification of the wastewater treatment plant rather than expansion.
And the city of San Luis Obispo is tertiary, isn't it? And because they discharge into San Luis Creek?
Yes, they're tertiary to discharge San Luis Creek. They're actually beyond tertiary so that they can use it as reclaimed water using their purple pipe system.
Right, right. Someday maybe we'll even get there.
Someday.
Anyone else? Well, if okay, then we'll proceed on to new business. We have none. And old business, we have none. And we're down to future agenda items. There's restriping of Morro Bay Boulevard. That's the only one we're thinking there is this possibility of what Jenny is talking about, isn't it?
Yes, as a newbie to this board, in the past I would have come as a public announcement with that proposal and gotten your feedback as to how I should proceed with this project. And my thought was that you, Public Works Advisory Board, would probably say, take it to council and see what they say. So I'd love any feedback. And if it needs to be an agenda item for next month, then let's put it on the agenda if possible. What do you think?
Let's put that on there for next month, Rob, and also the water billing. Get that on there next month.
I will also add that the designer, the designer of the sign, the man I've been working with, who has put a proposal together for doing the sign, is here tonight to answer any questions about the sign if we want to take advantage of his presence.
I just want to advise you that it's not an agenda item to be discussed, and the board really can't take any action on it. Probably be better if it was brought back as an agenda item. That way this board could make a recommendation to City Council or whatever you choose to do with this item.
Yeah, I apologize. I thought it was on the agenda tonight, but I was wrong.
Yeah, so you want to get that on next month.
Have I done that now? How do I do that?
That's sort of in with this restriping of Morro Bay Boulevard.
Yes, yeah, so we have this information that you provided tonight.
Oh,
we'll re-include that in the packet so that it goes out to everybody. We'll add it. I now have it as an agenda item.
Okay.
I'll put it on there. I will probably prepare a memo and response to it, whether it's doable and what. I don't believe that red would be the appropriate color if it is allowable under the
suggested gold
manual uniform traffic control devices. Red has a specific meaning. I know that in the city of San Luis, for their historic drive, they use green for the striping.
Sounds good. Great. So you'll prepare a memo. And
yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rob.
You're welcome.
And then the San Jacinto intersection. Who was that?
Nobody's claiming that one.
Well, that was something that I think that was something that came up last year, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
I think that was Noah's project, and he's on the council now.
Right.
That's what I heard. So let's just.
We can put that down to the bottom, and as we bring things forward to council on green building, as we're preparing those staff reports, and if it's timely, we can also bring those to PWAP.
All right. Now, is there anything else anyone wants to bring up?
The bike committee presentation.
Well, I said we could do that.
Who was going to do that?
I don't know. We could do that in September along with the San Jacinto.
Yeah, we asked them to come to us.
They have to come, yes. They have to come.
I think we responded to their written communication. And I don't know how we did that, but I think we did. Mm-hmm. We got a written communication from them.
Right.
And then I think we extended the invitation to them to come and explain
further.
Yeah,
we didn't get an official invitation from City Hall.
Yeah.
Follow up on that. Who's supposed to call and ask them to come?
I would think it could be any one of the board members could call and ask the bike committee to.
Well, I can do that. I'd be happy to.
Okay. Or just email Mr. Davis, I think. Probably.
And then I'll get back to you if he confirms that he can be here at our next meeting. I'm sorry.
Sure. I'll be happy to call Robert Davis,
yes.
And ask him if he'd be willing to come. And then if he says yes, I'll let you know.
Yes, and then we can put it on
the agenda.
Yes. Okay. And okay. He would be under public presentations?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Any other ideas for anyone wants to put on the agenda? No? If that...
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Just want to make a comment about these items. If make sure that if you do have something to present or that needs to get into the packet about a week ahead of time to 955 Shasta, so that when we're producing those packets, they can make it in. Also, either an email or a phone call to me. If you have some doubt that it's not on the agenda, and we can make sure that gets on the agenda, confirm that with you that it's on there.
Fine.
The only other thing we did have, we had talked about having someone come from the water department and talk about just how our water billing system works and. Just an informational short session.
I think a lot of the public knows that either. The hours that are the best time to water, I think it's required that you water between, you don't water between or after 8 in the morning. You have between 8 and 4 that you're not supposed to water.
I'll defer to, I haven't read that section of the code lately to quote when those times are. So
just some informational.
Yes.
I mean, because.
Well, as I recall, that's part of the package that's an emergency declaration when we declare it by the city council. And then we would get down to watering at certain times and so forth.
So that isn't really in effect now.
They make an emergency declaration.
Oh, okay.
But the
oh good.
The what is to be done is already written. And we had it in effect before, whatever that was, sometime back in the 90s. But it's not in effect at the present time. So
I would think that could still be talked about as something that possibly may be coming. If they're looking for how to expand this presentation on water billing, they could also go over that, because there is a probably fair chance we're going to go into that situation this summer. So it wouldn't be a bad thing to talk about it. It doesn't have to be something that we're actually doing at the moment, I would think.
Yes, just educational information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I can give you a lot of that stuff because, you know, it's all here. Anyway, any other? If not, we are adjourned. You want to go?
I just have one thing I forgot to announce during announcements.
Right.
That Morro Bay is hosting the first ever laser light show on the 4th of July. I don't know how it relates to Public Works, but it's interesting, different, and I'm excited about it. So I'm inviting the public to come to Morro Bay for laser fireworks.
Laser
Laser. It's a laser light show. There will be a large screen erected at Tidelands Park, and there will be lasers projected on the screen and above and around the screen. If there's fog, it said it's even more exciting to have the lasers projecting onto the fog. And there will be music accompanying the lasers. And it's not to be missed. It's not to be missed.
And the reason why we're going away from traditional fireworks?
Several reasons. My favorite reason is to not disturb the nesting habitat at the rookery for the herons, who are in full nesting, and you know the fledglings are there in their nest. That's one good reason. Another is Morro Bay has a tradition of fog during the summer, and sometimes fireworks don't project well into the fog. Thirdly, the fireworks had been moving away further and further away from Tidelands for very, I don't know the reasons why it had been moving away. The physical show was...